With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A former Navy SEAL who now serves in Congress is criticizing the Biden-Harris White House for its apparent indifference after Israeli forces rescued another hostage taken captive by Hamas.
Congressman Derek Van Orden of Wisconsin says the silence has been deafening.
Why aren't they commending our allies for rescuing a hostage from savages?
Van Orden says the administration should be doing more and saying more to ensure that Israel and other regional allies have all the materials and intelligence they need to save as many lives as possible.
We have American citizens being held hostage by terrorists, and the Biden administration does not care.
Congressman Van Orden was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg sends a letter to the House Judiciary Committee admitting that the Biden administration pressured Facebook to censor Americans. He said the administration leaned on the social media company to censor COVID-19 content and acknowledged that it was wrong to block the coverage of Hunter Biden's laptop. Former President Trump picks up an endorsement from former Democrat Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard.
Gabbard sought the Democratic Party's presidential nomination in 2020, but left the party 2 years ago. She appeared with Trump in Detroit on Monday, saying the GOP nominee understands the grave responsibility that a president and commander-in-chief bears for every single one of our lives. Gabbard also criticized the Biden White House for the U.S. now facing multiple wars on multiple fronts. On Thursday, Gabbard will moderate a town hall with Trump in Wisconsin. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Former President Trump is adding Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Tulsi Gabbard to his presidential transition team. This is SRN News. A pro-life pregnancy center was vandalized during the Democratic convention.
The Aid for Women clinic in Chicago was attacked by someone in the early hours of last Friday, shortly after the DNC wrapped up at the United Center. The door was damaged and vandals painted graffiti on the windows, including the words, "Fake clinic, the dead babies are in Gaza." Abortion was the centerpiece of the Democratic convention. Planned Parenthood dispensed scores of free abortion pills from a mobile clinic nearby. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk says he does not have the backing in Parliament to change the country's abortion law, which is among the most pro-life in Europe. Tusk returned to power last December at the head of a coalition that spans a broad ideological divide with lawmakers who both support and oppose abortion. Under the current law, abortion is only allowed in the cases of rape or incest or if the woman's life or health is at risk. This is SRN News. A U.S. admiral says American ships could escort Philippine vessels in contested waters in the South China Sea, claimed by Beijing.
Over recent months, there have been a series of maritime confrontations between the Philippines and China. Washington and Manila are allies, and the U.S. Admiral Samuel Paparo said it would be entirely reasonable for American naval vessels to escort Philippine boats. So far, Manila has refused U.S. assistance, rightly sensing that to involve America would be an escalation. But if Beijing continues trying to block Philippine operations in the South China Sea, Manila might be tempted to agree to U.S. offers of help.
Hewlett-Packard getting a big chunk of money from the Biden administration. Tuesday, Oregon Governor Tina Kotek announced that the HP has been awarded up to $50 million from the CHIPS and Science Act. More details at srnnews.com.